USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A deal on a $900 billion COVID-19 economic relief package is in sight after an 11th-hour agreement Saturday, clearing the way for Congress to vote at any time now. The bill includes a fresh round of bailouts for businesses, schools, health care providers, and renters facing eviction, along with a $300 weekly increase in unemployment benefits and stimulus payments of $600. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell urged his colleagues to seal the deal.
The American people cannot feed their families or pay their bills with Congress good faith discussions. They need us to act. We need to conclude our talks, draft legislation, and land this plane.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is optimistic that final approval is near.
I believe there is good faith from all four corners of congressional leadership to finalize an agreement very soon.
USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
President Trump is heading back to Georgia. He tweeted today that he will visit the Peach State the day before two Senate runoffs in January that will determine control of the Senate. Trump saying, as badly as we were treated in Georgia by the Republican governor and secretary of state, we must have a massive victory for two great people. Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue faced two Democrats on January 5th. President Trump has said repeatedly that he won Georgia. Pete Buttigieg, former South Bend, Indiana mayor and nominee for Secretary of Transportation in President-elect Joe Biden's administration, on CNN's State of the Union, says the American people have spoken.
I just hope that across the party and across the country, there's an understanding about how important it is that we remain committed to democracy. It is the cornerstone of what it is to be American, and we have got to get back to that.
In his nomination, Biden called Buttigieg a patriot and a problem solver who speaks to the best of who we are as a nation. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Elect Joe Biden and future First Lady Jill Biden will get their first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine on Monday. The vaccination will be televised from a medical facility in Delaware, where the Bidens will thank frontline healthcare workers. Their second doses will come about a week before Inauguration Day. Minnesota State Senator Jerry Ralph has died of complications from coronavirus. Senator Ralph was a Vietnam War veteran, and in his first term, he's reportedly the first lawmaker from Minnesota whose death is connected to COVID-19. Ralph was elected to the Minnesota Senate in 2016. Just in time for Christmas, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced new restrictions due to COVID-19. More from USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
London and areas in southern England that have seen surges in COVID cases will now fall under new restrictions that will prohibit non-essential travel to and from those areas and ban mixing of households, canceling plans to allow so-called Christmas bubbles over the holiday. Johnson says he couldn't see any other alternative in trying to control the spread of the virus.
When the science changes, we must change our response. When the virus changes its method of attack, we must change our method of defense. And as your Prime Minister, I sincerely believe there is no alternative open to me.
In California, places of worship in Los Angeles County are allowed to resume indoor services with restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.